time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Andy Nogol is calling from Chicago. Andy, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Fred. Thank you.
And actually, full disclosure, I know you, Andy. You're a former PT intern. You were here winter of 2007-2008. How are things going for you in Chicago?
That's right. I know you too, Fred. things are going well in Chicago. I'm a graduate student in oboe performance at Northwestern University, where I study with Grover Schultz.
Nice.
And I recently performed alongside the members of Eighth Blackbird at the Ojai Music Festival in California.
Eighth Blackbird, the great new music ensemble.
That's right, and the Ojai Festival is a great new music festival that happens every June in Southern California, and it features new music exclusively. So this year we did some premieres and some really, really fantastic music.
You know, Andy, I was worried when you went out in the world trying to make a living as an oboist, but I'm getting the feeling you're actually going to make it work.
I'm doing pretty well. The good thing about being an oboist is that there aren't many other oboists running around. And especially when the demands are unusual, in new music, for example, I find that it's easy to find work and people who need me to play.
Well, that's great. I'm really glad to hear you're doing so well.
Thank you.
I hope you do as well with the piano puzzler.
I'm hoping so, too. I feel like the pressure is high.
You know what your job is here. Try to name the tune that's hidden in here and the composer that Bruce is imitating. Andy, you all set?
I'm all set.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Andy, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking at first that the composer being imitated is probably from the Romantic period.
That is true.
But not from the late Romantic period when harmonies were really being pushed to their tonal limits. I'm not hearing a lot of really outrageous chromatic chords.
Right.
So I'm thinking earlier Romantic.
Okay.
Maybe someone like Dvorak.
Dvorak is exactly who it should be.
Oh, terrific.
You hit it right on the head.
Wow, now that's, I have to say, Dvorak is somebody who pops up very rarely on the piano puzzler, and the fact that you would name him first, that's terrific.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, thank you.
We've been doing puzzlers almost 5 years or something like that, or maybe more. I've only done Dvorak 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, you're right there with Antonín Dvořák. What about the tune that's hidden in this puzzler?
Well, I didn't feel as confident about that. I have a vague sense that it may be a Christmas tune, although I shouldn't have even said that because I'm not completely sure yet. I might need a second hearing.
Christmas doesn't have anything to do with it. But,
okay, I'll abandon those thoughts then.
I think you probably know the tune, but you know, a tune, either you know it or you don't. So I'll start again,
right,
and let's see what happens.
such a lovely tune. I wish I could identify it with certainty. And I'm sure that when you say the name of it, it will be clear as day to me.
Well, maybe. You never know.
Not coming up with anything now.
I think Fred knows this tune. You might be a little too young to know this tune, for all I know.
Perhaps.
as we're trying to figure out this folk tune, there's a long time passing.
That's not taking me anywhere that I need to go, unfortunately.
Well, maybe you don't know the tune. It starts, "Where have all the..."
Where have all the...
something. I don't think he knows the tune. It's fine. Where have all
I
the
feel
flowers...
I sure now that I don't know the
yeah,
tune.
Yeah, you don't. It's "Where have all the flowers gone?" It's a Pete Seeger song.
Oh.
You do know it.
Well, I've heard of it, of course.
Yeah, well...
I've seen it on jukeboxes, another old-time thing.
Where have all the flowers gone?
Is that a question? Oh, yes. No,
in the style of Antonín Dvořák. And Andy, you got Dvořák right away. And that's really what the Piano Puzzler is about, is
absolutely
recognizing the style of different composers. So well done.
Bravo.
Thank you very much.
Andy, good luck with your oboe career, and
thank
stay
you
in touch.
I certainly will. Thanks for having me on the Piano Puzzler. I appreciate this opportunity.
Great to have you play. And Andy, what's your public radio station?
WBEZ in Chicago.
Andy Nogol from Chicago, thanks so much for playing the Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.